Hello and welcome to The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree, and it's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the wonderful world of The On-Call Room. We're so happy
the
you're here.
The wonderful unknown world of The On-Call Room, where we are just free-forming, we're scatting.
Yeah, anything could happen today. Anything could happen.
There's not much of an itinerary. We're just happy to be here, happy to talk to you guys. We're still on our palate cleanser, so if this is your first episode you've decided to listen to,
so sorry.
I recommend going back. Yeah, and listening to our pilot starting in season one, where we deep dive all episodes of Grey's Anatomy. We've done through season 18, and we've done a lot.
Couldn't even remember what the podcast was about.
I couldn't remember the show. It's been so long. And we've also done a lot of reactions of season 19. So before we dive into season 19, we're kind of taking a little break, but there's so much content to go back and listen to. Even more so, if you would like to support us, you can be a patron. We've got bonus episodes. We've got a Facebook group. We've got Zoom hangouts. We got to do one of those soon. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to be.
Yeah. And just want to let you know, if this is your first time listening and you decide to go back and listen to previous episodes, we are a spoilers podcast. So from the very beginning, we spoil big storylines when they haven't hit in the show yet. So it's a good idea to watch all of Grey's Anatomy in its entirety before you listen to the podcast, unless you don't give a shit about spoilers. Some people don't. Some people are just here for us, you know, our riffraff. So whatever.
Yeah. So that is patreon.com/theoncallroom. It's always in our show notes. It is truly the only reason we are continuing to put out weekly episodes. So if you don't want those to stop, we would really, really love your support. It's like the cost of less than a Starbucks coffee a month. There's $2, $5, or $10. And it all is really, really helpful to us. And we're just really grateful to y'all. So thank you.
Yeah, another way that you can support us is by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. 5 scalpels, please. We really appreciate it. Sometimes we read reviews. If you leave a review on Spotify, you don't even have to say anything. You can just click that button, but it really helps us. It helps our numbers. It helps people find us, blah, 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 blah. So, and if there's something about the podcast that either you want to us to talk about something, or there's something that like didn't maybe sit right with you, you can email us at theoncallroom@gmail.com and let us know there.
Exactly. It's summer in Michigan.
Dude,
I turned my air conditioning
hot as balls. Hot as balls.
Is your air conditioning on?
Oh yeah. So I came home yesterday from work, or like my internship. And it had stayed surprisingly cool in our house up until yesterday. Like, it was pretty manageable. Two nights ago, it was like kind of hot in the bedroom. And I was like, we might have to turn the air on tomorrow. But I came home yesterday afternoon and I was like, it is an oven in here. Like, I'm going to roast alive. So we did turn on the air, and it's definitely going to have to stay on for at least the next week, because it's hitting the 90s every day. So
yeah, this week is crazy. I always think it's so funny to me that you are like, I'm married to the person that would turn the air on as soon as it hits like 70 degrees. And you're married to someone who, like, I feel like is very conscious about it.
Oh, yeah. He said the other day, I am so happy that we didn't turn the air on at all in May. That's going to be really good for our energy bill.
Jake doesn't even know where the energy bill goes. I think it's probably because I handle the bills.
Yeah. And I don't.
I don't actually know where it goes either. I'm pretty sure it just automatically gets taken out. But yeah, so this morning though, Jake is on his first day of firefighting, everyone.
Oh my God, he is? I thought it was Sunday.
Nope, today is his first day. So he works 24-hour shifts. So I am alone for 24 hours with the dog, who is at my ankles right now, actually. Well, he left at like 5 in the morning. He doesn't technically have to be there till 6:15. He left at 5 because apparently you have to bring donuts on your first day as like a recruit.
Okay.
Which I didn't. I'm like, how do you know this? He's like, well, they told me. Like, people told him. And you can't. I was like, Krispy Kreme? He's like, no. He's like, you'd get shunned. So he went to some. I didn't even know there were bakeries that opened before 6. But apparently there are. So he went and got donuts, which I was jealous. I was like, can you bring me home a donut? But he won't get home until tomorrow. So I don't know. So he has his first day of work, and like they've canceled all, usually like during the day, during their quote unquote work hours, they have to do like all these drills. They just like, when they're not at a call, they have to like practice stuff. But their gear is so big and heavy and warm that because of the temperature this week, it's all like they're not, the union has not allowed them to.
Oh, so what are they going to do?
Well, I'm sure they can clean, cook, do other shit, but like they have calls. But I'm really anxious. He's like, I'm going to have a fire this week. Like, it's so hot. Like things are going to light on fire. A couple of his friends on their first shift had a fire. So I've been like watching him we stalk each other on Find My Friends because we don't go anywhere exciting, either of us. And I have been like watching to see if he's like still at the station or if he's like out on a call.
That is really exciting. I could also have my husband hit us up if there's a fire. Yeah. Hit me up if there is a fire.
Together we own the city. You and me.
Oh yeah. So I'll
City Boys.
I'll have John text me and then I'll text you like Jake's out. And then you can look at your phone and we can like applaud from home. Perfect. For him.
He's so close to me. His station is 1.2 miles from where we live. So I can't wait till I can like meet the boys and girls and like go over there and say hi. I don't know if that's allowed. Right now, that would be so embarrassing if I did that.
Oh, super embarrassing. Are they allowed to text?
Like, I think during his work shift, he always texted me as a paramedic. Like, obviously not when they were like doing something.
Sure.
But yeah. I don't know. I'm sure these days he's not going to have his phone out. Like, he's going to be like, because that's how it was at first, too. And then he would be like, I'm driving with lights and sirens right now. What's up? And I'd be like, get off the phone, because I'd call him. So I don't know. He packed all of his little things up today and he just left and he won't be back till tomorrow morning.
How do you feel? I mean, I know because you are pretty used to it because you travel for weddings and stuff. Not.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like Jake doesn't go anywhere a lot. Like, so you sleep in hotels. Right. So how will it feel like being in your bed alone?
Well, I think you agree with this. When you think someone's coming home, but you don't know when, it's hard to sleep.
Yeah.
But if you just know they're not going to be there, then it's kind of fine. Like, I sleep, if I don't know when Jake's coming home or if he's out on the couch and he's not in bed yet, I like feel like I don't sleep good. But
yes,
if I just know he's gone, then I'll sleep fine. So I actually think what will be great is I will take a picture for you. I'll take a picture of what the covers look like this morning with the both of us sleeping in bed.
Yeah.
I will show you a picture of what they look like when just I sleep in bed. It looks like no one moved. Like, I think I'm a corpse when I sleep without anyone.
I feel the same way, except for weirdly last time, because John was over the weekend, he was in Montreal for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And one night I had a marital bed where like it was like all messed up. But I think it was because I don't know if I told you this, but I like did not feel well all day one day. And so I think I was like went to bed and was tossing and turning because like I had really bad like. Okay. It was weird. I like, okay, everyone, I'm not pregnant. But I felt pregnant. Like, I wasn't like nauseous, but I was, I would say I was like queasy. Like, was very queasy and I could only eat certain things. I didn't get sick at all, but like, I had an orange for dinner. Like, cause I was like, this is.
That's unlike you.
Yeah. And then I ate like crackers. It was so weird. I don't know. And it like, I think maybe what it was is my meds that I'm on. I'm on these hormonal meds. And I had been on the boat.
Probably.
I had been on the boat the day earlier, and this hormonal med is also a diuretic. And I think I was dehydrated and my potassium levels were off.
Sure you were.
Yeah. And so I bought this was so funny. It hit while I was at Target. And so I was like, all of a sudden, like, I don't feel well. And I was there with my sister, my sweet sister. We were in the shoe section. She was like, take a seat. I'm going to go buy us a snack and a bottle of water. And I was like, can you get me a Sprite? And so she got a bottle of water, Sprite, and some M&Ms. And we just sat with our carts in the shoe department. And I was like,
that sounds fun.
Rehydrating, refueling. And we were talking about my meds. And this always happens too when I go shopping. And it fucks with your blood pressure too. So she's like, you need to consistently have water on you and a snack on you when you're shopping. Because like, your shit dips.
You probably do feel pregnant. The blood pressure thing, the drop in blood pressure and the like dehydration, like.
Is that a thing?
That's like what happens to people.
Oh, yeah.
So like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like getting it. You know?
Yeah. And so, well, and since it's like a hormone med too, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Is it giving you more hormones? Like, is it?
Yeah.
Like,
it's giving me more estrogen.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's what's happening. Wow, you're becoming more of a woman.
I am really thriving as a woman. But you know when you're like, I need to drink more water, but you're like, I was like, I have not bought a new water bottle in forever. So I got one of the ones that has straws because I drink water at my house out of a mason jar with a straw. And I, so when I'm out and about, I don't like tipping a water bottle back.
Me
so,
either.
Yeah. So I got a new
Did
one.
Did you get the one I have? The
no, but yours is really cute. I got one with the lid and like the straw sticking out of it, you know?
Got it. Yes, yes.
But clinking, that's my water
I
right
hear
now.
Your straw.
But so I feel like it has helped, like since I got that new water bottle where I drink way more. So anyway, I just have to be more in touch and in tune. So that could have happened. That could have happened to me over the weekend, but it just sucked because it was like a beautiful day. Like John was gone. It was like, it's summer weekend. And I was like, went to Target and came home and laid on the couch the rest of the day because I was like, I am dying and I feel awful. So
that's the worst feeling. I do feel like, today I have a lot to do, but I think I'm going to try if I have the energy to like clean the house. I feel like it's easier to do those things when like Jake's been home the last like 5 days and like just home, like not working with me. And I feel like everything gets messier.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it will be okay, this new work schedule. And then like I leave tomorrow for a wedding. So I'm going to be gone until Sunday. So we won't see each other. I feel like it's going to be, we really thrived in long distance when we first started dating. Our first like 4 years of dating were long distance.
Yeah.
And we really like thrived in the like missing each other and then seeing each other.
Oh.
And we don't talk a lot to each other when we're gone, which I'm fine with. Like, I think we just like trust that the other person is like doing whatever, you know what I mean? Like we touch base, but we don't like talk on the phone a lot. And so it's always like really nice when we get back. And so I'm just hoping that this is what this new schedule is like. It'll just be so weird to have him gone. And then he'll be home for 4 days, like at some point. So,
which will be nice. I think that's like that not talking thing can, I think you're right. It's just like, it can then make it more exciting when you see them. You know, when John was gone over the weekend, it was interesting because when he goes on like a conference, he's fucking bored and he doesn't want
to
be there.
To his bachelorette party?
Yeah, his bachelorette party he went on was actually a bachelor party, but women went and they made it a bachelorette party, which made sense for who this guy was. They played the questions game, which John was like, my bachelor party, we went to the woods with a case of beer. Like, that's what. But it's interesting because like I knew you don't want to like bother him because you're like, you're doing things. Yeah. But I would just touch base once in a while, like, I hope you're having fun or like, what are you guys up to today? But he would always call me at like the, I know he was trying to be nice, but he would like call me to touch base. But then he would immediately like have to hang up. He'd be like, oh, the Uber's here. And I'm like, well, why did you just call me then? Like, I don't, like, we've been on the phone 20 seconds and you're like, just calling to say hi, but I actually got to get going to dinner. I'm like, well, why don't you call me when you get home from dinner? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
But anyway, we decided that we're going to go. So for this wedding, it's in D.C. in September and John is officiating it. And so we are taking a like week trip and we're going to drive there.
Uh-huh.
And so I was really bummed that he got to go to Montreal because I've always wanted to go to Montreal. It's like the Europe of Canada, you know? And yeah. And so I was just bummed, but I was like, it's okay. We'll make it there someday. And so he got home from the trip and he's like, I really think that we should go that way and go to Montreal for a day or two when we go on our trip. And then we're going to cross over to Maine and we're going to go to Maine and then we're going to go down to Salem and then we're going to go to D.C.
Your dream.
And yeah, so it's going to be like a New England color tour because it will be at the end of September. Oh. Yeah, it'll be
beautiful.
I'm
so sad that we are like a week or two away from missing each other in Maine.
I know. It would be so cool if we were there together. But
I'm just going to be, I'm going to have a Maine character moment of just me by myself there, I think. I'm just going to like.
Are you going to get a lobster dinner?
Hell yeah, I am. Actually probably, realistically, I'm going to be with the wedding people the whole time. So I'm going to do whatever they're doing. But I'm going to pretend I have my full autonomy.
Yes, good.
Also, I think this is a funny, relatable story, and we don't need to go deep into this. But yesterday you texted me that you guys ordered Ginza, which is like a ramen sushi restaurant. And you were like appalled at how much dinner for two people costs. And then I replied and said that, can I say the numbers? Do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
Was it like $65?
It was $63 for John and I to get takeout.
Yes. Okay. And then I had just gone to the Taco Bell drive-thru with Jake, who the amount of food he consumed was truly astounding and impressive to me. We did like the self-order on the, inside the building where it's like an iPad kind of. And he just kept adding things. And I was like, did you forget that you have? But he didn't forget. And so anyways, it was $35 for our Taco Bell meal. Which I tried to get, I got a Crunchwrap Supreme meal, which is my normal go-to.
I got
refried beans instead of ground beef, and it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. The beans are not seasoned as well as the ground beef.
No, they're not.
I didn't want ground beef, but I was very sad. I was like, we left and I like wanted to cry. I was like, you know, when you're just like, I fucked up, like my one chance of getting dinner, and like, it wasn't what I wanted to be. So now that's
it
all
wasn't I can, what I wanted.
So it's all I can think about, which I feel like, do I have to redeem myself today and get Taco Bell the right
yes.
way?
Yes, I think you do.
But anyways, my point, I do have to go there. You spent $63 on like quality sushi ramen. We got $35 Taco Bell. And then I remembered for lunch, I was too weak to go get my lunch. So I ordered a smoothie and a wrap from Tropical Smoothie Cafe, which I am currently keeping in business. I go so often. And it was like $22 to have it delivered. And I was appalled by it myself, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah, I get it. Sometimes you just, that delivery hits. You're like, I will not go out today. It is not an option for me. And I will spend $22 to have this delivered to me. Well, and the thing, okay, so this was really sad with the Ginza thing, because like, John came home from work and I had gotten home from my internship way earlier, but I had to run errands. I had to go get him his anniversary gift, which this year is cotton. So I went to Woosaw and I got him a t-shirt and a really cool blue heron beach towel.
Oh, I love that.
And then I got him fun socks.
You're so good at gifts.
Oh, well, that's nice. I think he's getting a sheets, which I'm really excited for. Because he was like, what do we do for cotton? And I was looking at like, you know, like things where it was like, here's this photo of your home and it's stitched on cotton. I'm like, John doesn't care about that. You know, like I might like that. But like, and then I was like, and then he was like, I don't know what to get you. What am I supposed to get you? Sheets? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Like I would love new sheets. And he was like, oh.
Yes.
Okay. And so then I was like, okay, if he's going to get me sheets, I can get him a t-shirt. Like, it doesn't have to be this like romantic anniversary gift.
No.
Like,
sheets are great.
Yeah. So where was I going with this?
Yesterday,
So I had to run errands. Yeah. And so then he comes home from work and I was like, oh, I don't have like dinner. And he was like, I thought we were making this pasta dish. And I was like, it's 95 degrees outside. We are not making pasta. And so then we did the like, where should we get food from? And Ginza got brought up at the beginning. And I wish we would have just ordered it then, because it was literally over an hour later that we circled back to Ginza. Ugh. And it was like a 30 minute wait. It was like, why didn't we just fucking order this to begin with? Because we opened it and we were shocked by the prices. And okay, so guys, this is a palate cleanser, so I'm just going to talk about this. It's really hard to get Asian food when you are gluten-free, because a lot of shit isn't gluten-free and their menu is very confusing. Yes. But I saw on their menu that hibachi could be made gluten-free, but I wanted a sushi roll as well, but their hibachi was really expensive. So I asked John.
Oh, sure. You're talking $20 minimum hibachi.
Yeah. And so I asked John, I was like, how about we split a hibachi and some rolls?
Yes.
And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to get his own
ramen.
He wanted his own bento box, which had like dumplings and shit in it, which fine. But I kept trying to push him to split with me, but he wouldn't. And so I was like, fine, I'll get the shrimp hibachi. And then at the last minute, I was like, throw in a fucking veggie sushi roll. It has five pieces. I want some veggie sushi. And I also did the veggie because it was like $5 compared to like
yeah,
14 with rolls. Like fish. And I was like, I just want like sushi rice and like, you know, whatever. But the problem was we get it and none of the soy sauce that they gave us is gluten free. And we in our house had ran out of gluten free soy sauce. So I couldn't eat my sushi.
Should have come over to me.
Because it was too dry. It was veggie sushi. And so it's sitting in my fridge now. I ate all of the ginger and none of the sushi. And that's where
Oh my God, you should have texted me. We have so much gluten-free soy sauce. I would have literally brought it to you. I may not have gotten my own smoothie, but I would have brought you soy sauce.
That's really... Next time. I will remember for next time. Also, got to touch base here about your husband. John just texted me and sent a screenshot and said... His first incident was a medical, which is very fitting.
Oh, good. I bet he's relieved.
Yeah.
He's at Meijer. He's in the Meijer parking lot. The Meijer right on.
Wow, this is crazy. He sent me, you can see his name there.
Oh my God, he's a real firefighter. Also, I'm dying laughing.
He's on
right
engine
now.
4.
Yeah, that's the one he works on.
Yep. Yep.
Fours, they're called, or I don't know. But they fight in fours. That's like they all have like team names. Anyways, he is at the Meijer on 28th. What I'm dying at is that I'm looking on Google Maps and it has like a check mark for like, you know, Meijer. Like this is the location of the Meijer. It also has a check mark for Sandy the Pony.
And if you don't know what Sandy the Pony is, Google it.
You're not Midwestern.
Yeah. Wow.
Is Sandy the Pony at all Meijers or just Michigan?
No, I think it's at all unless they've taken it out.
So many.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, how old is Sandy the Pony? The first Sandy appeared in a Meijer store in 1962.
Do you remember riding Sandy the Pony as a child?
Oh, fuck yeah, I do. That was like...
It was like a penny.
Is it not anymore?
Probably not. How much is Sandy the Pony?
Article in October says it's still... Oh, no, it's about its inflation. So I do wonder what it costs now.
I think it's
okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah. But it was always really...
Although I always have way more pennies than dimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost just forgot what the word for the 10-cent coin was. Like, I'm really... Like, how often do we use those terms?
Yeah. Dime, nickel, quarter, half dollar.
Yeah. What's the most satisfying one for you to hold? I prefer a nickel. I feel like it's like, I like how it feels.
I prefer a quarter. Rolling quarter.
Substantial.
Or dude, rolling dimes too. Good time. I don't like a penny. Just like, I will throw a penny away.
Yeah, I think I have before. Like if I'm cleaning out a drawer.
Yeah, like I don't need this.
Fuck it. Which, is that illegal?
I don't know. Like
burning money? I don't know.
No, someone will find it that needs it someday.
They'll find a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck. Do you remember when they came out with the States quarters, like the collectible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was super.
That was a big moment.
Yeah, because it took like years to come out. So like all of a sudden you'd see a new one and you'd be like, oh, my God, Massachusetts is out. And it would be, yeah, really
Massachusetts
cool.
is a hard word to say.
Yeah. And spell.
I don't know how to spell. Wait, no, I know. I was like, wait, no, I almost spelled Mississippi because I feel like we learned to sing that like M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Like, but I don't know how to spell Massachusetts.
Do you remember the state song?
Oh, yeah. I could sing it right now. Like
Alabama,
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut. I could go on. Yeah, we sang that at like assemblies.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
I hated when they did Michigan. Everyone yelled like, go blue, like as in University of Michigan. But I was like, I didn't go there. Like I went to Michigan State. Also, I hated the part when it says like Texas, big state.
I don't remember doing those things. So
it's kind of like, you know, when you'd sing like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there'd be like the weird, like cheeky little chime-ins.
Yeah. You know what? My sister hates that song. I think it makes her really sad, which like...
Oh, it is sad. They called him names.
Yeah.
And then I'd go, like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. It's not very nice.
No, it's also a horrible... Like the cartoon is so sad. The dad, Donner, covers up his nose.
Yeah. Yeah. But then in the end, he wins.
Yeah. He's only impressed with his kid because he's like accomplishing something for capitalism, but...
Okay. Wow. We're diving deep into...
But the what's the little deer's name that he has a crush on? Oh my God. My mom will be screaming at the podcast right now if she was listening to this.
I don't remember.
Anyways, I'll think of it. Rudolph's girlfriend. Is that how I would Google search this?
Yeah.
I almost say Delilah, but or Darla, but that's from that one movie with the children.
It is something with a D, isn't it? It's not one of the
Rudolph's. It's not one of the Clarice.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it
She's
is.
She's so cute. I remember growing up, we had little stuffed reindeer that looked like them with the little bow, and now my sister has them. Oh, yeah. Which is so
I think
sweet.
I had those too.
Yeah, they're so cute. I've been getting a lot of things on TikTok of like, remember the 2000s or the 90s at Christmas, and they're just images. Oh. And I like want to weep when I look at them.
It's like that, the Christmas parties at school ones. Like,
oh, I know.
Just, I don't think we will ever, like, I think that's like one of the greatest tragedies of life is that you don't appreciate it, like being a kid until you're not a kid.
No. You know, and I still have like the magic of Christmas, but it's very adult Christmas. But like,
you have to make it.
Yeah, if we do have kids someday, I imagine that like that brings back like the magic of it for a little bit. But then at some point they grow up and don't, you know?
I know. And then you hope they have children.
Yeah, there's just it's just
and you just keep
it's
just going.
Tough. It's just really tough. I can't think about Christmas in this 90 degree weather. I just can't.
No. Oh, yeah. I never said was that because Jake, it's his first day of work. What that means is I immediately turned the air off as soon as I woke up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't like to be cold in my house. And that's like I would like a 72, 73.
Okay. Question. What is your air at?
Oh, Jake sneakily, because we have the Nest, so you can do it from your phone.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure when we go to bed at night, he changes it to 66.
Ours is at, and John got mad at me and he turned it up. Ours is at 78. I had
not even air conditioning.
I had
that's
it at
not air
75 and he was like, that's too low. And he put it to 78. To be fair,
well, granted,
our house your was house at 89 or something. And so like, or it was at like 83 yesterday when I came home. And currently it was kind of hot when we started recording. So I put it on 75. It's 77 in here. And honestly, it does not feel bad.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't feel bad in here.
No, but you have a larger second story house, which like is it's older.
Yeah.
And so for me, like when I turn ours to 66, it takes like less than an hour for it to get that temperature. And then it stays that way.
No, that's too cold.
No, I know. So I mean, it's great sleeping weather, though. Being cold and sleeping is like.
Yeah.
Really nice. But so I turned it off. So up until probably like 6 p.m. today, it'll stay like around 70. And then.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So anyways, boring conversation topics. Since we aren't talking about Grey's Anatomy, which, wow, am I getting served so many Grey's Anatomy TikToks? I don't know how I got on that algorithm. They're super weird.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe you have a podcast about it.
But it's just weird. Like suddenly they just started showing up. And a lot of the ones, I'm sure you've all seen it, of Meredith walking.
Oh, yeah.
Those really make me cackle. We finished Yellow Jackets.
Yes, we did. And shocking ending.
Wild.
Did not expect that to happen.
All I'll say is who I thought was going to die didn't die. And who I didn't think was going to die did die.
Yeah, that was very shocking. I almost want to rewatch the show.
Yes.
Because I feel like I went through it really fast and I feel like I probably missed some things. And I do remember one day I had it on while I was while I was steaming my curtains. So like I feel like I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So and that was in the second season. So I feel like I need to rewatch it. John and I just finished Ted Lasso last night.
Oh, should I start it now that it just finished season 3?
Well, and I think, okay, so a couple episodes, maybe last episode ago or something, I said it had ended, but there was actually more episodes coming out. And then, like, they won't confirm whether or not it was the series finale, but I'm pretty sure it is. Because, like,
oh,
Jason Sudeikis is like, we wanted to do it in 3 seasons. We've told the story we wanted to tell, but it wasn't marked as the series finale, but it was a series finale, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes.
And I just, and then Succession ended on Sunday and I.
Is Succession done forever?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the series finale on Sunday, which was like, John was gone and he was like, I told them, like, I'm not waiting for you. Like, I can't be on the internet and, like, I'm sorry.
Right.
I have to be a part of this moment in time in history. Like, I am going to watch it tonight. And so I rewatched it with him two nights ago. There's something about, like, knowing you're never going to get those characters again that, like, is so sad. And, like, especially Ted Lasso, I'm like, what? Why? I, like, and I know some people don't like that show, but, like, it's so heartfelt and warm. And I feel very, like, there was this, like, one little ending scene and I got, like, very teary-eyed and I'm like, I'm never going to get Ted Lasso again. And I just wonder, when are we going to get to feel that way about Grey's Anatomy?
Never, because it's never ending.
I only
feel that way about Christina, but I, like, feel okay that I won't see her again.
Oh, dude, last night. Okay, we were talking about watching a random episode again, you know, and, like, recording on it. Last night while I was going to bed, I randomly put on the episode where she collapses in surgery because of her extrauterine pregnancy.
Yeah, she has an ectopic, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we should watch that episode. It's really good.
Is it a good one?
Yeah. That whole season's great. I think that's season two.
Well, and that doesn't that end with, is it Burke in bed with her or Meredith in bed with her at the end?
Well, so it's kind of a two-parter because, like, that first episode, it's the second one where she's recovering that Burke ends up in bed with her, which I remember, like, wanting to be held like that when I, I think I talked about this the first time. Yeah, like, a man to hold me that way in a turtleneck. My God. Can you imagine?
I know.
Yeah.
God. It's crazy that maybe not. We'll have to play this, but I would love to assign each other an episode.
Yes. But I think we would really have to think about, there's so many good ones.
Should I re-listen to our podcast to remember which ones are good?
Or we can, you know, throw them all in a hat type thing or one of those random things and do, like, okay, we have to watch season 7, episode 12 or whatever.
Like, you know. But I would say through seasons 1 through 11. Like, I don't want to watch anyone's past that.
Yeah, yeah. Or we could even do, like, just since it's been so long since we've done, like, 1 through 5, we could do, you know, some of those earlier ones. I don't know. Just throwing things out there. I want to talk about those older ones again. I feel like we did not do them justice.
Well, no, we were drunk and we were rating them low.
Yeah, we're like, 2 out of 10. Bullshit. Total bullshit.
We had no idea what was in stock for us. Also, I want our friend made it known to us, which I love the Variety Actors on Actors interviews. They're, like, some of my favorite things to watch on YouTube. And this year, Ellen Pompeo and Katherine Heigl have their own, which is astounding to me. One, that Ellen is included.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess, like, it was kind of a big year for her because she did finish Grey's. However, her Hulu show that she's going to has not come out yet. So, like, the only thing that they could talk about that she's been featured in is Grey's Anatomy. And then Katherine Heigl, I think it's because she's on that show on Netflix, Firefly?
What is it?
Yeah. Which I've never watched, but I've heard, I think it's based on a Kristen Hanna book, which I really like Kristen Hanna books. But anyways, they're going to be talking for, like, it's usually like 40 minutes, an intimate conversation. What the fuck are they going to talk about?
Dude, I have no idea. But I think that one might be worth watching. I mean, all of them are worth watching. But
oh, yeah. I mean, part of me thinks, remember she made that comment, I forget where she was being interviewed about, someone brought up, like, how Katherine Heigl was, like, called a bitch and, like, whatever for calling out, like, not liking the story she was featured, like, the way she was featured, or all those things. And they pinned her as, like, high maintenance and whatever. Right. When really, I think Ellen made that statement being like, I actually, like we should have stood behind her or whatever. Like, because now basically that's how Ellen is. I'm just really interested because also Grey's is still happening. And I know it's very obvious that the show at one point had a very toxic, like, backstage, off-screen, like, situation. But Shonda's still, like, around and Grey's is still happening. So I don't know how much shit-talking they can do about it.
That is why we have to watch it. Because I don't... I feel like Ellen Pompeo will... I mean, if you listen to her podcast, she'll say whatever the fuck she wants.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, no, that's so true. I just think, I hope it just doesn't turn into like a circle jerk of Ellen now talking about how great the atmosphere is there. You know, like we hear yeah. that all the time and like, okay, cool. I'm happy that you guys fixed the atmosphere, but like, I don't need to hear that anymore. Yeah. It'll just be so interesting to hear them talk because I'm sure before this interview, they will have spoken. There's no way this is like going to be the first time. So, but it's just crazy. Like Katherine Heigl hasn't spoken on Grey's in years.
Well, I also feel like Ellen Pompeo, and I don't know how this all came about, but like through the years, especially through COVID and shit, like has made amends with people from the show that like,
yes,
you know, before, like you think about Patrick Dempsey, like they,
Derek.
Yeah, it did not end well. And then they walked on the beach together, whatever. So I don't know if Ellen is having like a come to her higher power moment where like,
yeah,
she is trying to, I don't know, but she's still wacky as all hell. And
yeah,
it will be interesting to hear the two of them talk. Because I think you're right.
Wait.
Because Katherine Heigl has not like, I don't think she's talked about it at all.
Not really. Other than like her being like what happened to her, you know, being
yeah.
whatever. So it'll be really interesting. I just cannot wait for it. We'll have to do a whole episode on it when that comes out.
Yes, I agree.
How much of Boston Ellen do you think is going to come out?
All of it. All of Boston yeah. Ellen is going to come out. Well, I mean, and also I feel like we're not going to get like Grey's Anatomy until like next year.
Winter maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be anxious. Yeah, I know. This, it's funny. I don't really care. I just want them, I want the writers to get what they deserve. Like, I just need that to happen. A, because like morally it's the right thing to do, and B, I fucking hate the like how what it does because TV is so important to me.
Oh, I know.
And like I just we're never gonna get Yellow Jackets next season.
John
like,
Oliver so many I watch every week.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm nervous about like House of the Dragon, which apparently the scripts have all been written, they've been continuing to film it, but there's no writers on set, which is usually when like writers make small adjustments that actually make shows better once they're seeing it happen. You know, like they'll see a character say something and they'll change it on set. And that's why shows are better. They're just going off of what was pre-written, which is like not a final draft. You know what I mean? So I'm just nervous that shows that are moving forward because the scripts are written are not going to be good because the writers aren't there.
I forgot about that show. That was really good.
I know. I know. And I don't want it to get fucked because it actually like was so good. So we'll see. I don't know. Oh, what did I binge watch? This week I watched Pieces of Her on Netflix.
What is that? Which
was weird. It's like this girl who finds out her mom has actually been in the witness protection program and isn't who she really said she was.
Oh, it's got, I like a little bit of thriller. That. I never finished it. Yeah.
It was decent. Like it had a good twist at the end. And then I also watched Dirty John, which I'd already heard the podcast. So like,
oh, you had never seen it. I thought you were rewatching
it. I never watched it because I did the whole podcast. So I felt like I was like, well, I know what happens.
But did you watch the Dirty John Betty, whatever one?
Not yet. Should I watch that season?
Oh my God. It's so good. I think I like that.
Is that like
season
a different
more.
Story altogether?
Yeah.
Okay. Same idea though. Like someone's conning someone.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, she's just like wacky as all hell. Like it's a true story
okay.
about like kind of like a divorce okay. and like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I started that episode first being confused. Like I didn't realize it was starting season two. And I was like, these are not the people that I know are in this story. And so then I went back. That was really interesting to see Connie Britton play sort of like a woman that isn't as sure of herself.
Uh-huh.
Because like, I feel like Connie Britton and all of her other things is this like very strong woman. Not that she wasn't a strong woman in the show, but like,
yeah,
she had insecurities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was weird. I'm not used to seeing her play someone like that. And so that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So creepy too. Holy shit. I did learn. I don't know what it was. I said this to Jake and he looked at me like, why do you know that? But when the daughter is like stabbing him, you know, spoiler mm-hmm. alert. I was like, you got to stab until they stop moving. Where did I hear that? Was it a podcast?
Oh my God.
Was it a movie?
That is scary, Abby.
But like one might not be enough if someone's trying to murder you, you know?
Oh, sure, I guess. But like, you're not saying if you're trying to murder them, this is in self-defense.
No, like self-defense. Self-defense, you get the knife. Don't do one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was in that J-Lo movie, Mother. That's where I learned it, from J-Lo.
I still need to watch that one. Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So that could be true or not true. Like, don't stab.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you're someone's trying to kill you, I would argue you don't want to be killed. I would recommend watching Mother by J-Lo. Just a great, if you liked Enough, watch that. We already said that. I'm just thinking of other summertime flicks.
By J-Lo. It's like a scent by like a J-Lo. Perfume. Mother. Yeah.
Yeah, Mother. Oh, God.
I don't know. We haven't been watching. I mean, summer's tough. Like, things start closing out and then you don't have shit to watch. But you got to go outside and, like, enjoy. Like, I'm at that point where, and I've said this already on the podcast, I'm not going to, like, but I'm, like, mindless TV. You know, like, House Hunters, Beach Hunters, like, backyard barbecue thing where we create a patio. Like, I am very into that shit right now, where I can also scroll on my phone.
I should get into that.
Yeah. And sometimes you see fun things that you're like, oh, maybe I'll do that to my house someday. Probably not, but maybe, you know, you can get some good ideas.
Never will.
Yeah.
Just the grass is dying over here. Everything is dry. It's not, it hasn't rained in weeks.
Oh my God, I know. We got to get John over there to get those hoses hooked up for you.
Yeah, dude, our grass is RIP. I mean, not all of them, but I'm worried about the ones that are in full sun. The ones on the other side of the deck are doing great, but the ones that get full sun all day, like, I just can't keep up with it. Like, it's just, they're turning red, which they're supposed to do in the fall. I'm like, oh God, do they think it's the fall? Like, what's why are my grasses turning red? And my flowers looked so sad the other day. I had to water them. You know when the leaves look like droopy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that happens in this heat. You just water them. They're fine.
I know.
You got to water every day, Abby. Maybe even twice a day in this heat.
I do. I do. I water in the morning and I water at night, not when the sun is out.
Good, good, good. Very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Oh, God. We have aphids on our roses. I know.
What does this mean?
I am not happy. They will destroy my buds. And I was like, oh, fuck, last night. So I sprayed some neem oil on it and we'll see. But you can get this like rose powder thing that helps with. John said we needed to get that, but I feel like we have multiple rose bushes. I feel like they're on all of them. And I just feel like every year there's a different fucking pest or like insect in my yard. And this is the frustrating part about gardening. Like, sometimes it goes really well. And then other times you get fucking Japanese beetles that eat your hydrangea. And like, I don't want to like injure plants or anything. And I don't like to spray like pesticide things, so like you try to do like natural things, but like those don't really work, and then you're just like your garden succumbs to Mother Nature, and it just feels really sad. I'm just hoping they still bloom. I mean, one of them is like, it's called a knockout, so it will literally knock out roses all season. So like, I feel like if these ones didn't bloom, got fucked up by aphids, I could cut them back and get the aphids under control. And like the next round they would. But my other one is a one-time blooming and it's about to bloom. And I looked at it and there were like aphids all over it. And I was like, fuck. And it has so many buds on it this year. And I was like, I'm going to, like, you know, when you're like, I'm going to cry right now because like I'm working so hard on my garden, but whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to burn it all down. So annoying.
I didn't realize aphids are not nice because my only experience with aphids are in the movie A Bug's Life.
Oh,
and
sure.
The grandmother ant, like the old lady ant that has like the flower head, she has a pet aphid and carries it around like it's a little dog and it's really cute. And then I just Googled what they really look like and it's not that.
No, they're like common. They suck like the sap and stuff out of your plant. So they kill your plant pretty much.
I'm sending you a picture of Afy the aphid.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Just so you can visualize what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's a little buddy. Yeah, he's cute, but I don't want the real aphids. They're
no
real pains in the ass. So that's my garden update. Otherwise, I mean, like, things are pretty out there, but
did your peonies bloom?
Yes, some of them are. Well, I haven't been outside yet today, but yesterday a ton of them had bloomed and there were still. So I bet today the rest of them are blooming. Just beautiful. Dude, I got those. I got like cut peonies from Trader Joe's
thriving. They're amazing.
Yeah, mine are done. But like, did yours turn yellow?
No, I got the dark red ones. What color did you get?
I got these pink ones. It was crazy. They went from hot, hot, like fuchsia pink, and then they got lighter and lighter, and then they turned yellow. Like pretty yellow. Whoa. Not like, I don't know. I was like, do peonies do this?
Well, my pink peonies, when they're about to go, they turn white. Like they go from hot pink to white.
Oh.
And then also, did your Trader Joe's peonies? I literally looked at them and all of a sudden, like 20 petals fell at once. Like it was like nothing hit it. No wind blew, but it was like they just, it was kind of cool. It reminded me of Beauty and the Beast. I was God, I'm running out of time to find true love.
But you already found it.
But they just literally all went like it looked like a cartoon tree that like drops all of its leaves.
Yeah.
Like that's what it did. It just went and they all fell off.
Yeah. They lasted quite a while. I wonder if they have more.
Yeah, they did.
I don't feel like going out there.
Couple ones of mine that had, that I bought that were like still in like bulb, like they were still like they hadn't opened yet. They're not opening.
Did you cut back the stems?
Again? I mean, I did originally, but should I do it again?
I would do it again. Why not?
Okay. Yeah.
Try it again.
I cut my peonies this year and put them in my house because otherwise I don't really get to see them. Mm-hmm. And so I had like 7 or 8 blooms. However, there was a gajillion ants in them like there normally is. So this year I grabbed a big bucket of water and I just dunked the flower and like shook it in the water. And a lot of the ants came out. And then I literally like held them in my hand and like whipped them. Like the plant is pretty sturdy, like the flower. And so ants just flying out and I got them all out.
Oh my God. I'm like very impressed by that. Because that's why sometimes I don't like taking cut flowers from my garden, because you get fucking insects in your house.
Oh, yeah. That's why my dahlias last year, the amount of earwigs go in dahlias, which is horrifying.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Earwigs. I would like be holding it and then I'd be like blah, 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 crawling down my arm. So, oh my God. Oh. Also, this is the last of garden talk. I was on a walk the other day with Jake and this beautiful house that had a huge garden had all these free dahlia bulbs.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So I took 4, which let me tell you, this person takes care of their dahlia bulbs compared to yours and mine. These were like, looked like potatoes. They were firm. They were labeled with a Sharpie as to what kind and color. I was like, wow, this person is much better at dahlias than me.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't do a great job this year because I didn't really know what I was doing. I put them in my basement, which whatever. But 2 of my dahlias are already sprouting. So...
That's exciting. Mine are not.
Yeah. So I think they're not, they weren't completely ruined, which is good. You know, it's good. Good
news. I need to dig a couple holes today to plant. I need to plant yours, which I haven't done yet. And I need to plant these new ones I just got, which I think I still have time. I don't think I planted mine until mid-June last year and they still thrived. So I got to get on that. And that is garden talk.
There you go. That is a new section in our podcast, garden talk.
So we will get back to Gray's.
At some point. These are just little updates in our life, you know? This is how I was thinking today. It's so beautiful. I was like, should I go to the beach today? But that also feels insane.
I thought about that too.
You know, like, oh my gosh, like midweek beach day. I don't have anything to do, but I'm like, do I actually want to like pack up my car, drive out there? And then it's like, it's almost like you like put your chair down, you like open your book and you're like, I'm ready to go home. Like this is.
I know. I wish I had a pool to go to.
I know. Like, something, because it's too hot to be out in like your backyard. Like you could sit in the shade,
yes.
But you know, like laying out without any water available, it's just too hot today. So
we thought we were going to get stairs, you know, in our living room, and now we can't afford that. We got a quote. And so now I'm like, okay, well, we should move. And I was like, and we should get a pool. That's my
Hold on. Can't you get another quote, or that is just how much it's going to be?
I'm going to try, but I just fear that. That this easy job, I think, is not so easy. And I just am defeated because I really wanted these builders to do it. But I cannot afford that. So
I don't see why
we have to move and get a pool.
I don't see why it has to be that expensive. Does not seem that complicated to me.
No. Can you imagine if I had a pool, though?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be really good.
I told my dad he needs to put a pool in. His backyard is like ideal for a pool.
Yeah, I don't know why he won't. It's like the perfect backyard.
Like still have it's not like they cost a lot.
No, you still have a ton of yard space and like garden and stuff. And then just a dope ass pool with a cabana.
He said he was thinking shuffleboard.
No, Tom. rethink, rethink what you're doing here, because this needs to be our vacation home someday, and it needs a pool.
I know. We got to start working on it.
So. I'll give Tom a call.
And the thing is, I don't want an above ground pool. I grew up having both. Like, for years we had an above ground, and then we were lucky enough to have two houses that had in ground. My parents must have been pool people, but I just need it. I need it again in my life. It was a staple of my growing up. Like, it made me who I am today.
Yeah. And it's, I see what you're saying. It sucks because, like, your yard is not, you can't put a pool in your yard.
No, it'd be a hill. It would be like a waterfall.
That'd be kind of cool though. If you could,
which would be cool.
Like, lay in a waterfall. Same with like, our yard is not big enough to, we could put like, what are those called, where you like, not a soaking pool.
What if your whole backyard was a pool though? Like, what if it just was just a little like circle, you right in the
into
middle.
A pool. Yep. What are those called where you like dive, not a diving pool.
Oh, a plunge pool.
Plunge. Yeah. We could do a plunge pool back there, which would be kind of cool.
Actually. Yeah. That would be nice.
I told John,
though, spa. Like, can we go to the spa? Can we go to,
yeah, absolutely. I would love to,
I need to go.
I would love to go to the spa. I told John the only way we would move from this house is if we would have to buy a house with a pool. Like,
yep. I either need waterfront or a pool.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Neither of which I can afford, but
I don't know how we're going to accomplish these things. But
well, it's because we all need to live together. We need to bring back living in a village. Like, this is, we should not be trying to do things on our own.
No. And I told John that you and I are planning to buy a cottage together someday. And he was like, okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He didn't say no.
I wish he was more excited about it.
I know. Okay, I was good. Like, what? I don't know. I think he just doesn't see the vision yet, but we'll get him there. We'll get him on board.
The way in which we are talking as if we have so much expendable income when you are still working an unpaid internship,
I don't have a job. Hysterical.
This is your job, this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. This is my job. So that's why we need patrons, because we need a
pool. $50 we make a month. The $50 or so we make a month will really help us. Oh, God. Well, this has been really fun.
Yeah. Thanks, listeners, for showing up for a palate cleanser. I got to get going. I have therapy in 10 minutes. What's up?
I have a doctor's appointment. So got to go get all the stuff checked out.
Yeah. I got to have my emotions checked out in my brain.
I have therapy at 1, so good luck to both of us.
Oh my gosh, we have therapy on the same day, don't we? Is that why we're always broken on Thursdays?
Probably. I doubt yours is weekly, though.
No, mine is weekly. We did a bi-weekly because she had a vacation or something, and then came back, and then she was like, I was like, so are we? She's like, I have you scheduled next week. I was like, great. Yeah. Okay. See you next week. So...
Wow, we're on the same mental path. I like this for us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Please support us on patreon.com/theoncallroom. Rate, review us. Let us know how you like the palate cleansers. And we'll be back next week with who knows what, mystery day.
Mystery. Okie dokie. Time of death is 10:50.
Beep.